From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE, ABQ Connect.
All right. Well, if you thought spring arrived, guess again. You know, I've been in New Mexico on and off since the early 70s, and I really can't remember a change in season that fought so hard to try to get here. You know, we get I'm going to steal this from a friend that said it one time. This is Chamber of Commerce weather going on right now. But hold on to your hats, literally. I thought it was going to be Saturday, but I guess tomorrow the wind kicks up. And although tomorrow we may be a high in like the mid-70s, I think by Saturday I'm seeing like mid-40s. So just crazy weather. But that's all right. You know, one of the things with the change in season, I always thank God for it, in spite of what I've just said, that it reminds me that he's in control, and those seasons come, and it just reminds us that his hand is in it. So thanks, Lord, for reminding us that you're right there. And listen, we want to let you know about God's people and the talent they have. ABQ, God's Talent Show, is coming to Hoffmantown Church in Albuquerque. It's Harper and Ventura. This is happening Friday, April 12th, so a week from tomorrow, 7 p.m. It's a free event to attend, a great family outing. It's actually a Christian talent search for middle school and high school students. Now, they've already done their auditions, and the top 10 finalists will perform a week from tomorrow at Hoffmantown Church. Again, that's a free event. And, you know, listen, I don't even know what the finalists are. It could be singers, dancers, comedians, musicians, you know, some public speakers like TED Talks or what have you. But there'll also be a multi-generational chorus that opens up the event. It'll be real nice. Again, that's a free event to attend those finals on April 12th. And if you want the details, go to abqgodstalent.com. And just as a reminder, as you hear that and like, well, I have an event coming up. Well, if your organization, your church, you have something you're trying to reach the public with, send us the details to studio@klyt.fm. And we would love to consider letting everyone know about your event, okay? Especially if you've got a free event, a no-cost event, we would love to share that. Families need places to go and maybe get the kids away from the screens and what have you, but I digress. Let's jump in with our first guest today, a ministry, actually, that has been doing work in the Albuquerque area for decades, and many of the KLYT listeners, I'm sure, very acquainted with The Rock at Noonday. But from that ministry, Ricardo Devine joins us, the executive director, and their community engagement director, Michelle Herrera. Thank you both for taking the... Michelle, step right up to that mic. Pull it right back to you, too. Just get comfortable. We appreciate you guys coming in. And really, for those who aren't familiar at all, you know, letting them know. And for those who are, welcoming you back and reminding them that there's a vital ministry going on in downtown Albuquerque. Thank you guys again for the time. Now, for those unfamiliar, Ricardo, I'll throw it to you first. In general, if someone had a Rock at Noonday, what's that? What do you tell them?
Yeah, so what I'd like to share with them is that we're not a soup kitchen. I think that there's a misconception of us just giving food and that's it. We provide services as laundry services. We wash individuals' clothes. And that's just a really neat opportunity to cut one of the barriers that they have of feeling that they're a human being. We provide showers. And we provide an educational room as well where they can come and apply for jobs. They can apply for help within housing and just case management. We have also a resource manager that really walks with our individuals and helps them get to the services that they need. We also have a mail room. And many people don't maybe realize this, but a mailroom is very critical within just the barriers of not being able to get the mail to their house because they don't have housing. So we provide a safe place, a physical address, so that they can actually get their mail there as well. So those are just some of the services that we provide. We also provide a food pantry. This is just recently taken off this last year. And we really want to not just help our individuals that are facing homelessness, but also preventing homelessness. And really our goal is to reach our community even further so that homelessness can begin to stop at its tracks before it begins where it's at with us at The Rock at Noonday. So again, one of the key aspects that we really promote and I'm just so excited for is we also share the gospel at lunch. We stand boldly on that. We don't believe that anything else can be before that. Though our service is very critical, the gospel is the most critical to help someone's life through death to begin having life in that. So
I love that. The gospel, say it again, the gospel is most critical, I think you said.
Yeah, so the gospel is the most critical before any other essential services.
Yeah.
Because it's a spiritual life we're trying to help.
It's a life, you know, 1 Corinthians 15:1-4 is, and I'll paraphrase, a life verse for me in that where Paul told the church, he said, I delivered to you as of first importance that which I also received. And he's talking about the gospel. Mm-hmm. And no matter what translation I've looked at, he said, as of first importance, primarily, first of all. And that resonates with me what you said, because there's all those other things that we do for the people in need, the gospel being first.
Yeah, and if we feed them every day, they're going to come back hungry.
Yeah.
But we know with the gospel, it's going to saturate their hearts. It's going to convict them. It's going to help them want to get out of the situation they're in. Now, does it solve the homeless problem? No. But it does solve the issue of being separated from God. And that is critical out of all the things that we can provide. So,
yeah, that's come up on the show before, too, because often we'll talk with people who, are connected in the roundhouse or talking about holding people in the roundhouse accountable or the city and all these different issues and things. Really, the answer here in this, in this conversation, the solution is Jesus.
Amen.
We so much appreciate that work you're doing. I have to imagine, Ricardo, there's a story of the hand of providence working to bring you there. Can you share with us any of that story?
Yeah, so I was actually in Fort Worth, Texas, getting my seminary degree in Christian counseling, and didn't know what I wanted to do, but I really wanted to go back to the Middle East. So started working at it's called Union Gospel Mission of Dallas.
Uh-huh.
I was just a therapist there working with a lot of the individuals that were facing homelessness and coming out of a jail system. But really wanted to go back to the Middle East and work with the refugees that I've been doing the work for previous years. And then someone reached out to me here in Albuquerque, and I said no right away. I was like, I'm not ever going to go there. And partially it's the competition from being from Colorado. We always heard negative things about.
This is starting to sound like a Jonah story.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously it's actually pretty funny because I said no in the beginning, and I said, why, God? And then God said, well, why not? And one of my prayers was always this, is that he would use me wherever there was a need. And I thought the need was in the Middle East or helping the refugees. But God really called me to Albuquerque, checked it out, and just saw the need. And I said, God, I want to help wherever I can. And that was 2.5 years ago and haven't looked back. So it's just been a big blessing to see what God is doing. And not because of what I've done, but what he's already doing here.
Yeah, so. Isn't it interesting to see when we surrender, right? Here am I, send me. But we're glad you're here. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Red or green?
that's a competition I have to be careful of. I still think Colorado green chili is better, but the red chili is pretty good too.
I'm not even a Hatch green chili guy, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
I'm a Lemitar chili guy.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. You know where Lemitar is?
No.
Just this side of Socorro.
Yeah.
But yep, that's the place, in my opinion. It's all good.
Yeah, I mean, if as long as it's spicy, it's
not going to divide with you over this, brother.
Okay.
All right. As I mentioned already, which, by the way, if you just tuned in, we're in the midst of a conversation with Ricardo Devine, who you just heard, the executive director at The Rock at Noonday, and Michelle Herrera, the community engagement director. And again, Michelle, thanks for joining us. Tell us a little bit about your role and what you do in the ministry and your story, you know, that story of the hand of providence that, yes. that brought you to that position.
First and foremost, thank you for having us out here. We really do appreciate your platform that we could come and talk about what we're doing here at The Rock at Noonday. As a community engagement director, I basically handle all the volunteers that come in.
Okay.
So we work with probably about 200 volunteers a month. Last year, we served over 85,000 plates of food. So that takes a lot of people to come out and serve that many plates of food. So we are very thankful for volunteers, and we're always looking for new people to come in. If you have an hour a day, 2 hours, we would love to have you out there.
And the meal, like you mentioned, it's lunch, just like...
It's going to be breakfast and lunch.
Okay.
We serve breakfast at 9 a.m.
Okay.
And then we serve lunch at 12 noon. So there's a lot of services that come through there. So volunteers are used in our preparing of the meals, doing our mail services, as Rick had talked about, working in our pantry, working in our computer rooms, also hosting Bible studies. And then we also are going to be embarking on a new program called the Care Team. And that's where volunteers will come out and just talk to our clients. These people want to be heard. You know, I always think about a story about when I would drive up to an intersection and how many of us just turn away from that person has a sign up saying, you know, I'm hungry. Mm-hmm. You know, I was one of those people. I didn't ever wanted to make eye contact and, you know, thinking, oh, they're just going to use the money for drugs or what have you. But being at The Rock, we want them to be heard. We want them to have the dignity that they deserve, because they are God's children as well. So this is the opportunity that you have in a safe environment. I get a lot of people that say, hey, I put a lot of drinks in my car or I go out and I serve meals. And that's good if God's calling you to do that. But you have to really also think of the safety aspect of that as well. You know, we have to be safe. And when you come to our facility, you are in a safe environment. You are in an environment where we're willing to help and be there for them.
You know, both of you have touched on the topic of dignity, and that is so important. And I love what you say, too, about making eye contact. You know, whether you're going to hand a bottle of water out the window or give someone money to go get a taco or whatever, or maybe think about, you know, driving by, going to a place that you can pick them up something you know is healthy and is going to nourish them and come back and hand it off. I mean, regardless. But the other thing, you know, some of the misnomers, too, I think, for people who've never really made that connection, not necessarily with the homeless and or people at risk, because, you know, not every, I'm going to guess, because I've been in places where we're serving food to like people like your clients, where... some of them are, you know, they fall right into what everyone expects who they are. But then, you know, there's some people that are going to have breakfast so they can go to their work. And people, I don't think they often realize that there's people in different stages of difficulty.
Right.
But what great opportunity it is. And now let's speak to those couple of meals and other things, because one of the things we've talked about is volunteering. And actually, before we dive into that, we're going to take a quick break. Can you guys stay with us through the break?
Yes.
And we'll come back and talk about that and some other things about The Rock at Noonday to let our either educate or remind our listeners about great opportunity for ministry right here in Albuquerque. It's coming up after the break on ABQ Connect. All right, our next guest coming up here in just about 15 or 20 minutes. Stay with us. We're going to hear about the power of five, and I'm going to reintroduce you to a friend of the ministry. A lot of it will sound very familiar, but a new thing that they're doing to partner together to accomplish much. The Rock at Noonday, no exception, they're accomplishing much right here in Albuquerque. If you missed our first portion of today's show. In studio with us is Ricardo Devine. He's the executive director at The Rock at Noonday, and Michelle Herrera, the community engagement director. And actually, you know, one of the things we didn't do physically, for those not familiar, Ricardo, where is Noonday?
Yeah, it's on 2400 2nd Street. It's on 2nd and Manal. So most people know, I've learned, is where Whataburger is.
Yeah.
That's the key mark right there for where we are, just across the street from there. So if you love Whataburger, just come stop by and say hello to us as well.
Now, is it in the same location? It's been a long time.
Yeah, so it's been there for 10 years, but okay. It used to be on 2nd and or Central and Broadway, First
right.
Baptist Church.
Right. Okay. And I hate to say it, that's the last time I was down there was when it was right next to the First Baptist Church of Albuquerque, which, of course, moved over to the west side. But before we went to break, we were visiting with Michelle Herrera, the community engagement director, and we started on the topic of volunteering and a part of that being available to serve meals, whether it's breakfast or actually, I should ask, is that something that you use volunteers for?
Yeah, so we use volunteers to come out and help our staff. We do have a kitchen manager and an assistant in there. We're a very small staff, but we utilize volunteers to help us prep. If you know how to make a salad, we can use you.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different job duties out there. And the beauty of it is it's only 2 hours. If you have 2 hours to give, or even an hour, just come by, you know. And I also encourage people to come and take a tour of the facility.
Uh-huh.
As I was telling you earlier, I can talk about The Rock all day long, but until you come and actually see the place where God is moving, then you'll understand.
Well, I love your gift of hospitality where you say, just stop by.
Yeah.
Now, is it better if you want to, maybe we're talking to a youth group or a church in general, and they're like, we have a group of people that would like to come down and be available to you. And actually, and they may specifically say serve a meal, but there's so much more going on, right?
Oh, there's so much going on. Now for spring break, we had Oklahoma State University out here. We had some folks from Colorado, from Texas, and they were doing missions trips. So when they come out, they do painting, mm-hmm. They do some general cleanup for us and things like that. There's always things to do, and we can just build it around whatever group comes out. But you mentioned about youth groups. We're really, really excited to get the youth out
yeah.
to serve.
Yeah.
I feel that it's really important to teach them the compassion and empathy that some of these kids don't get to learn. To know that, just because that person may not look like you, smell or dress or what have you, that they're still a human being mm-hmm. and they still require love. You know, God asks us to love those who are in need. So I get so excited when I get youth groups or young kids to come out, and there's always something for someone to do.
So we talked a little bit, too, about, the view that some people may have about the people, whether it's homeless or people at risk or mm-hmm. what have you. What do you hear from these students or others when they come down to volunteer and it's a new experience to them?
It is exciting. That is probably one of the best things about my job. I bring them in the morning. They're half asleep. I put out there, who's afraid, you know, and you get some people that are kind of like, they don't want to admit that, but some, a lot of them do. And I ask them to raise their hand. And I always try to remember who they are. And I said, okay. And it's okay to be afraid. It's okay to come into a place where you're not familiar, you're not comfortable. So then they do their volunteer experience with us. And then after, we come back and we debrief. Because it's very, very emotional what they're going to experience for that 2 hours or that day that they're there. So we come back, we debrief, and we talk about it. And I ask those same people that are raising their hands that were afraid, and just the change of their face and just like, oh, my God, this was such a beautiful experience. I'm no longer afraid. They are so kind. They tell me the stories that they heard, the people they met. And it is really encouraging to give them that opportunity to be the hands and feet of Jesus.
You know? Yeah, and they're great stories to hear. And hopefully I'm I'm hitting a hot button as I say, okay, so if you're listening, I already mentioned churches and youth groups, you know, maybe an extracurricular group from your school, a Christian school, or a homeschool group. You know, this is something to consider where you could reach out to The Rock at Noonday, which, by the way, the website again is therockabq.com. And on the website, the phone number is there. It's 505-246-8001 or 8001. That's 505-246-8001. You can also email engage at therockabq.com. I'm going to guess, Michelle, those are going straight to you?
Straight to me, and I will be calling you.
Okay. Now, the ministry, you know, besides, you know, putting some food in bellies, there's so much more. We mentioned primarily the gospel and healing. Ricardo, I'll throw that to you, you know, let them know more about the programs or the strategy that the Rock at Noonday uses to be a part of facilitating healing.
Yeah, so one of the things that we really emphasize with any of our volunteers or even our staff is showing respect and kindness to these people, even when they're having a bad day toward us. Obviously, when people are coming off the streets, they already suffered all night, maybe not sleeping, or, you know, just being harassed. So one of the things that we strongly emphasize and actually do ourselves is just show kindness and respect and giving back, as we talked about earlier, dignity to these people. Because, you know, how would Christ view these people? And I think that's very important for us to never forget. These people are human. They're not, we can label them as what we want. But at the end of the day, Christ still sees them as his loved ones, and he's calling them back home. And if we can be part of that, we're going to do that. So through some of our programs that we're doing, through our Bible studies, and even through our classes that we offer through education on computers or learning how to build resumes, it's infused with the gospel. It's giving them respect. So for one of the things that we tell our volunteers that are in our classroom is we don't call them homeless, but we call them students coming in. The educational room is really, it's really neat because it feels like you're in a college class. And we want these individuals to feel like they're taking that initiative. They're not just coming into kind of a hodgepodge of just computers and just things that barely work. We partnered with some foundations that have given us some great equipment, brand new computers, and the ability to be able to teach them at the highest level that we can and saying, hey, you can do that. And we're going to walk with you in each step of the way. Now, we had to understand that success is measured very differently for each individual. And we understand that that's how the gospel is with each individual. And we're going to walk with them patiently. And that's where discipleship comes in. We really know our clientele really well, and we really want to know them well so that we can walk with them and know what they struggle with and things that we can say, hey, how do we serve you? And that's really the coolest thing, I think, that Christ really emphasizes. It's not that he was having people follow him, but he served them and taught them how to serve, and we really want to emphasize
that. Feet washing. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Now, with the little bit of time we have left, I do want to remind our listeners that the Rock at Noonday is a Christian ministry and is a nonprofit organization. And yes, like most nonprofit organizations, all kinds of assistance is needed. And you can contact them directly if you want to know the specificity of what they need. But you can always go to the website. They're like most nonprofit organizations. There's a donate button there, I'm sure, to give a one-time gift or a regular gift. However, there's exciting things being planned at the Rock at Noonday. A women's center is in the works.
Yeah, this is just been in the last couple of years of just praying. And there's a great pastor. I always heard him say this, and I will always appreciate him saying this. And he said he went to a missions conference, and everyone had all these great plans, and they were very passionate. And they asked this gentleman that was very silent during this time, and they said, what do you think? What do we want to do? And he said, well, we haven't asked what God wants us to do. And that is something that, you know, I've really emphasized with our staff and our board, and just saying we should pray, asking what God would have us do. And so it's been really in prayer for the last 2.5 years. And we feel that the Lord is leading us to really establish a women's center where it's a day center within our facility still. It's just refurbishing and renovating some of the area so that it can be done. And it's going to be at a low cost for that. So we don't want to build outside, but we want to build inside to utilize our space better. And this place will have a couple options for the ladies to take showers and to be able to do their laundry there, but also have an educational room within that women's center. And really what we're wanting to do is create a safe space that maybe women are coming that are fleeing domestic violence or that are at risk of being homeless or that are homeless. So it's going to capture a multitude of people. And in that, it's just going to be a place where they can find rest. And really one of the key components of people not recovering out of homelessness or domestic violence is that they don't have a safe place to even think. So if we can create that space, we then have an opportunity to get services quicker to them and through maybe a therapist that we'll have on site to be able to meet with them one-on-one, to be able to do the treatment at a faster pace so that they can get in a healthier position to maybe get a different housing. So this is just one of the options. And with this expansion, we're also going to be expanding our clothing room, our food pantry, and we're going to be able to provide more services at a larger scale. So with all that being said, we're raising about $300,000. And right now we're at $200,000. So really, we're very close to reaching that goal.
Yeah, it can happen. Go to the website at therockabq.com and find out, you know, how you can help make something like that happen. I'm also going to ask, you know, as you're talking about renovation and swinging hammers and things of such, you know, cleaning up after some renovation.
Yeah.
This is another area where if you're experienced in these, you know, drywall, painting, plumbing, electricians, are you looking for, you know, people in the body of Christ that are willing to lend those kind of skills?
Yeah, you know, we're always open for that conversation. I think that the more people come in and are involved in this, there's a collaboration that is so powerful. You know, the neat thing about the Rock and Noonday, we're not designated under one church. We are actually a separate entity now. Mm-hmm. And we love when followers of Christ and biblically founded churches come together and really work together to one common cause. And that is to see our brothers and sisters come back to the Lord. And one thing I really want to emphasize is, if we could just imagine, and this is something I just pray for every day, is that if our homeless population had a revival within itself and that they became something great and actually were ministering back to their people. And that's something that I just encourage churches and fellow believers to pray for, because they're going to meet their people quicker than we could ever meet them. And that's something that we pray for. And that's a way that they could come beside us by helping us build this, so that we could send them back out as missionaries if that's what they're called to do.
All right. Well, before we put an end to this, I want to throw it back to you, Michelle, Ricardo. Anything we've left untouched you want to make sure we let the listener know before we finish?
Well, just like we were talking earlier off air, Ezekiel 22:30, that's a really impactful story to me in reading that, and where he tells us, are you willing to stand in the gap? You know, and that's what we're calling people to do, is to stand in the gap for his cause, right? To reach these people who are maybe unloved and unhoused or what have you. So we just ask you to come out and take a tour. Like I said, you know, I could talk about the Rock all day long, but until you see it for yourself with your own eyes and see what God is doing, even when people ask me, what do you guys need? Do you guys need money? Do you guys need... Come and see us first before you make that decision, and pray. Be prayerful on that as well. So come and join us.
All right. Well, I want to thank Ricardo Devine, the executive director, and Michelle Herrera, the community engagement director at The Rock at Noonday. Again, it is therockabq.com. You can also call 246-8001 or email engage@therockabq.com. Thanks so much for coming in. Will you guys come back again?
Oh, we'd yes. Thank you.
All
Thank
right. You. Well, so much appreciate you. All right. Don't go away. There's more coming. We're going to catch up with part of the Power of Five and let you know what that's all about, making a difference here in the Albuquerque area as well. That's after the break on ABQ Connect. Mm-hmm.